Dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 30th of June, and mostly cloudy morning here in Auroville on 28 degrees Celsius. Day will be mainly cloudy and we can expect considerable cloudiness over the night with temperatures from low 26 to high 37 with heat index on 39 degrees Celsius. Chance on precipitation is on 10%. Westerly winds at 16 km per hour with occasional gusts on 21 km per hour. Moon is running crescent, illuminated on 24%, and it will be new on Monday. And today is the last of this June, and life is coming back to Auroville. Most of the schools are opening gates next week, and also the culture events will start piling up, as we will see later on. 9th of July is gonna be a really busy day. But those of you who are looking forward for tomorrow's Intimate Revelation 2 by Vaso and Henri. Vaso says the following. Hello dear Polyphonic and Neo Urban. The Intimate Revelations Vaso Solo Parts 2, Friday 1st July is cancelled. The Darren Kitchen production will inform you of the next performing show in following cases. When Henri the cook and Vaso the waiter will agree about the savoir to give to the Royal Menu Special AVI VIPs during the next dinner theatre show. Secondly, or when the weather will be profitable in VC. Third, or for no reason at all. Fourth, or for good reason. So there's no show. Sorry. But on Sunday, 3rd of July, between 6 to 8 p.m. at Irumbai Shri Malishwari Temple, community members are invited to a Bharat Natyam dance program where six children from our Amsatvani group are going to delight us with their classical Bharat Natyam dance performance. Those children are P. Swarma Purani and Shalini, S. Sharmi, M. Domina, M. Roshini and N. Harini. Otherwise, on 9th and 10th of July, workshop World Needs Happy Sapiens at United Pavilion. For individuals who are connected with their inner resource, who are joyful and are committed to be to the betterment of all. But otherwise, this workshop is to rediscover the joy within. And although it's offered in the spirit of gift economy, they asking you to register beforehand because the seats are limited. From BCC comes a note on house taxes saying that in order to slowly but surely move away from the ownership model and to expand our in-kind economy, BCC has decided that from now on the city services will pay the house taxes paid to the local panchayat for the entire community starting the next time it is due. Currently, this amount comes to 4 lakhs per year. BCC would like to take this opportunity to request you to donate generously to the city services as per your ability, above and beyond the Auroville contribution, so that this effort can continue and our in-kind economy can grow further. And they are looking forward for our cooperation and generosity. From Ciro comes a plea for help to gather the missing handfuls of soil for the 50th anniversary. And they would like to collect a handful of soil from all the sovereign states and other territories that they were not present on the foundation ceremony on the 28th of February 1968. So they invite all of us to check the list of the missing handfuls of soils and participate to this initiative. You will see on the next news and notes, there are all countries stated there. YouthLink is also getting really active and they are inviting youth from Auroville to sign up to participate in the International Youth Day on 12 and 13 of August, which will be taking place at Unity Pavilion International Zone. You can join them with the art exhibition, project exhibitions, performances, stalls, and this year United Nations theme is The Road to 2030, Eradicating Poverty and Achieving Sustainable Production and Consumption. This space is created primarily to empower those between 15 to 35 years. Contact Kavita on 8940568266 or Madhu on 975103357. And amongst the notes, we found also a really interesting invitation to a first open meeting to all people for all topics. on Saturday 9th of July between 3 to 5 p.m. in the town hall meeting room on the first floor. Krupa shares an update with us on changes and opening at Tlacalpa. Because that they're developing a new team and welcome Auroville youth and newcomers, Aurovillians who are interested in art, art therapy and bringing our community together in meaningful and creative ways to join them. Contact them at tlacalpaart@gmail.com to discuss possibilities. And they are saying that the Art Corner and the Art Car as well as all programs in their center will be closed during the month of July. And here are some announcements, because the new school year is starting next week. So pre-creche will start opening from July 6th. And to all parents for children born from March 2014 to February 2015 will open on Wednesday, the 6th of July, for the first batch, and Wednesday, 13th of July, for the second batch. And they ask parents who have not attended the baby section last semester and would like to their babies to join the creche to make contact with them as the earliest. You can call them at 262-3161. Tarzisha School opens their doors for new school year 2016-2017 on Wednesday, July 6th. Sante will resume normal full-time working hours from Monday, July 4th, and their new timings would be 8:45 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from between Monday to Saturday, and Tuesday afternoon closed for internal administration. Quiet Healing Center opens on Monday, 4th of July, and Lapisin shares with us that from July, school swimming will resume. The schedule will be changed on the board at the entrance. This means that the pool will be closed for weekdays afternoons from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. except Thursdays until Aqua Dim starts again. Nandani Tailoring Section, July opening hours timings will be Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday between 9 to 12:30 in the morning and Monday to Saturday between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And when it comes to food, for Zephyr fans, they have reopened Le Zephyr at Visitor Center. And they said they will be open only Wednesday, Thursdays and Friday evenings, only until further notice. World Cafe, a Mediterranean garden cafe, is open between Monday to Saturday between 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. For all of you who haven't seen this amazing exhibition by Jürgen, Abstract and Metal Artcraft by Saravanan, you can still visit it at Kalekendra between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Only they're closed on Sundays and the exhibition is gonna be on display until 16th of July. The Cinema Bar at Nivos tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen How Green Was My Valley, directed by John Ford and made in USA in 1941. At Visitor Center movie show today at 8 p.m. we can see Country Called Home, made in 2016, and its drama, directed by Anna Axter. And tomorrow they will screen Burnt, made in 2015, which is comedy drama and was directed by John Ross. At Eco Film Club tomorrow at 7 they will screen I Have Seen the Earth Change, Nepal. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest, made in Sweden in 2010, made by director Daniel Afferton. On Saturday, International Drama History, Labyrinth of Lies, made in Germany in 2014 and directed by Giulio Riccarielli. On Sunday, Hayao Miyazaki's season for children is still going on. At 4:30 p.m. we will see Porco Rosso, made in Japan in 1992. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. Lasse Hallström Film Festival is going on, and this Sunday we will see drama romance What is Eating Gilbert Grape, made in USA in 1993. The mother wrote, "In the divine, by the divine, all is transfigured and glorified. In the divine is found the key of all mysteries and all powers." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auroville.org.